Luke chapter 8, verses 26 to 39. One of the commentators that I looked at when I was preparing this described this passage as one of the most difficult to preach on. Filled me with enormous confidence, that did. But I have to say that when I chose this reading from the list that I found in the lectionary for today, I chose it because of the words in verse 39 that say, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." That was the challenge to the man. But I want you to come with me to the verses preceding verses 26 to 39 and picture the scene. Jesus and his disciples arrive in the country of the Gerasenes, and I believe it was a Gentile place, not a place where Jews lived. I believe that that's correct. They'd spent a night on the lake, and during the night they had experienced what is described in Luke's gospel as a squall. Now, it wasn't just a little wind and a bit of a sea, it was one heck of a storm. The wind comes down, I believe, through the hills, and in the Sea of Galilee lies in a hollow, I believe, and the wind comes down and whips the sea up, and very quickly a calm sea changes into something that's quite scary if you're in a relatively small boat. A rough sea is scary even when you're on a cruise ship. But can you imagine these people, 12 disciples and Jesus in a boat on the sea? Jesus is asleep and the disciples are doing, they might have been fishing, I don't know, it doesn't say. And suddenly they're hit by this squall and they are scared, very scared. And they wake Jesus up. And in Mark's Gospel, chapter 4 and verse 39, it says, "He," Jesus, "got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' And then the wind died down and it was completely calm." And the disciples wondered who this person was. So that's the scene as they came to shore. And as they came to shore, they are met by this demon-possessed man shouting at Jesus. The word I think I would use for it would be raving. You know, "Why have you come here? Go away, leave me alone." But not only was he raving, he was naked. He was covered in scars. And blood was caked on him. Probably some fresh bloody wounds. His hair uncut, long. His beard untrimmed. Matted. What a sight. And he had a wild look in his eyes. You know how people do when they're angry. They've got the wild look in their eyes. And in addition to all of that, he was very, very smelly. He'd lived amongst the tombs for a long time. Obviously hadn't had a bath or a wash or any of that. What a sight. How scary was that? And I can imagine the disciples, having gone through the storm in the night, what would their instinct have been? What would your instinct be? Same as mine, probably. We're getting out of here and going back to the boat and pick up a few rocks and sticks on the way to defend ourselves with. But in the face of that, Jesus steps forward and speaks to the demons. It's the demons that are shouting at Jesus. They recognise who Jesus is. And they are scared. They know what Jesus can do. When asked what his name was, the man said his name was Legion. But again, that was the demons speaking. That wasn't really his name. We've no idea what his name was. But it tells us that the man was possessed by many, many demons. A legion was a large force in the Roman army. A lot. So it wasn't just one demon. There were many of them. And they'd been possessing this man for many years. And the demons together begged Jesus to send them into the pigs that were on the hillside. A very good friend of mine said a few years ago to me, "I've always felt sorry for the pig farmer. I wonder what he thought." Because Jesus sent the pigs, sent the demons into the pigs, and all the pigs were drowned. And then the gospel tells us that those tending to the pigs, in Luke 8:34-36, it says, those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and the countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. These people had only known this man chained or not when he'd broken his chains, living amongst the tombs, shouting and carrying on. And then they were told the demons had been cast out by this man, Jesus, and they found him. Man's curiosity is a wonderful thing, isn't it? If you hear something out of the ordinary has happened, what's your first instinct? You've got to go and have a look, haven't you? You've got to go and see what's happened. It might be just that you're not actually believing that what you've been told is right. But you just go and have a look. You can't help yourself, can you? So these people arrived and found the man sitting, listening to what Jesus had to say. The people were afraid, it says, because this man had been possessed by supernatural powers. They tried to cure him by chaining him up and getting him to live outside the city. They thought that was the cure. But Jesus had seen this man for the first time, sent him out, sent the demons into the pigs, and they rushed down the steep bank and into the lake and drowned. The transformation of the man was dramatic. And people were afraid of Jesus because of what he had done. They were so afraid, they asked him to leave. Because they saw something in Jesus that they didn't understand, probably. And they asked him to leave. Can you please go? So Jesus did as he had instructed his disciples to do. If the people don't want you, you leave. That's instructions from Jesus. And the man wanted to leave too. No, that's not right. Yes, when Jesus left, the man wanted to go with him. But Jesus told him those words from verse 39 that I started with. Jesus said to him, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." Now, we all have times when we are possessed by things that cut us off from God, don't we? We all have times when we are ill and we think God has deserted us. We have family difficulties sometimes. We lose loved ones. We may lose our job. There are many, many things that happen to us that we can let cut us off from God. Do you ever look in the mirror and ask yourself, who am I? Who am I today? I don't know what's come over me. Do you ever feel like that? I don't know who I am today. This isn't me. Some of the things that come out of my mouth are not me. And it's at those times our thoughts chase around in our minds and cut us off from our real selves and from each other. And we wonder, don't we, if we are going crazy. That's a modern word, isn't it? We're lonely and we are isolated. Now, I don't know what your situation is, but I can tell you that, like Legion, wherever you are, it's the place that Jesus comes to. He wants to help you. He wants to bring clarity to your life. He wants to bring wholeness. And he wants to transform you. That's what Jesus wants for you, just as he wanted for this man, Legion. And we need, in our turn, to seek and follow him, for he is our teacher, our guide, and our saviour. And he is the life that we want. He has life in abundance for us. Put your trust in him. Let him heal your demons, and then you can, like Legion, return home and tell how much God has done for you. Now, I have a very good friend who's a Baptist minister who says this: tell them the stories of Jesus. Tell them of what he has done. Like the man in the gospel story today, we all of us, every single one of us, has a story to tell of what Jesus has done for us. And I would encourage you in the days ahead to tell your family, your friends, your neighbours, your work colleagues, your story. You never know. It could transform their lives too. Jesus is there. He's with you. He will help you. Trust him. Spread the gospel. He will bless you abundantly. Amen.